Let's talk about first watching the film at the festival. You were nervous sitting in this big, was it a huge auditorium, or kind of set the scene for us?
Well, it was a pretty big auditorium, and I don't know how many people, you know, were in there, maybe 3,000, something like that. That original premiere was a hard ticket to get. My cousin and I, Tolly Redcorn, who has a big role, he and I are the same age, and we grew up together, and his dad, Jim Redcorn, who was a great artist, and my dad, Charles Redcorn, an author, they were best friends. They were only like a year apart, and so they were best friends, and here, he and I, we grew up together. I mean, we were together all the time, so, and we were the same age, so we picked up, and we got to ride together to the red carpet, and it was crazy. The traffic, it just kept stopping as we were going there, and my cousin asked the driver, he goes, "What's the deal? Why is everybody, you know, why is the traffic going so slow?" And he goes, "It's because of you guys on the red carpet." And, you know, we were one of the last people to go on, work on the red carpet before Lily Gladstone and Leo DiCaprio and Martin Scorsese. And so they were behind us. And so it took us a while to get to the red carpet, but then we got out and it was just bananas. People asking for your autograph and taking photos and stuff before you got to the red carpet. Then you got on the red carpet and they said to hold up. And then they, after everybody got there, that was the main people to go on the red carpet, they said who was going with who. And I walked out there with Jesse Plemons, Tatanka Means, and William Below, and then my cousin Tolly Redcorn. But before we got out of the car, he and I were talking, and we were like, what are the odds that you and I, born on the Osage Reservation, and we're the same age, and we grew up in the Osage Indian Village of Bahuska, would be in this limo,
right,
going to the red carpet, both of us, and our dads are best friends, and what are the odds that that would happen?
Yeah.
And we were just like, we were just completely, you know, dumbfounded.
Yeah.
And, but before we got out, we said, you know, we're going to walk in like we walk into our under our arbor where we do our tribal dances, Osage and Lonska dances,
mm-hmm.
like we belong there, because we've been dancing since we were 3 years old. So, you know, we're going to represent. We're going to walk in like we belong on the red carpet.
Yeah,
and that's why we wore a blanket, to give a shout out or to show our respect to all of our Osage tribal members, because I'm wearing my name in blanket, and my cousin Tully's wearing a blanket that was given to him by his son, and they're like, we wore them like the old chiefs would wear. I mean, I wore mine one way and he wore his another, because we just had our Osage tribal dances in June, and the last one was just ended Sunday, and everybody that I walked to that were Osage were just like, some people were in tears. They were just like, thank you, I wish my grandmother was alive to see that, because you two represented the Osage tribe, and you represented us well. And I had a lot of people thank me for it.
That's great. You also wore a Stetson hat. Why?
Because my dad's worn them, and my grandfather's worn them, and my great-grandfather wore them. I've got a picture of my great-grandfather wearing one in the 20s, 24, 25, and he's got one of them on that looks basically exactly like the one I wore. So it was a nod to all to them, too.
Good. So. All right, so now let's bring you to, you're sitting down, you're going to watch the film. Who are you sitting near, any of the stars when you're watching?
Yeah, the stars were in the first row right in front of me, and then in front of them was like an opening to where you know then you go to like the orchestra seating, as they say. There's a big opening between that first row, and then, you know, then you have the other rows that are in front of them, and then that's where Scorsese's sitting, De Niro's sitting, Scorsese's wife sitting, DiCaprio, Lily Gladstone, Jesse Plemons, and the sisters, Janae Collins, Jillian Dion, and Kara Jade Myers,
mm-hmm.
and those three played the sisters. You know, there was four of them, and Lily Gladstone, and then the sisters. So they were there, and then on the second row was me and my cousin Tolly sat directly behind Scorsese, and then William Below and Tatanka Means. I think to the right of my cousin Tolly was a couple of wives, of some of the actors that were in front of us.
Chief Standing Bear said he sat next to Robert De Niro.
Yes, he was to the, he was, there was Scorsese, and to the left of him was his wife, then De Niro, and then Chief Standing Bear. And then we, you know, like I said, we were behind Scorsese. The end, when there was a big long ovation.
This would be the first time you see it, and it would be the first time you saw yourself on the screen. Give us the right feeling about that and what it was you saw and how you felt.
Well, when I saw myself on the screen, I'm like, wow, do I really look like that? And then I'm like, wow, do I really sound like that? So that, you know, so I can see how actors are self-conscious. You know, it makes you really self-conscious. And also you think, I could have done that better. Oh. I could have did that better. I could have did that better. But I'm not going to question Scorsese and Thelma Schoonhaver, who's the editor. What really pretty much brought me to tears at the beginning, which was a couple of scenes, they use my dad's book at the beginning of the movie. And when I saw that, and then my cousin Tolly's in it, it was really overwhelming. I just kind of wish my dad was around to see that, because it's a great scene, and it's a great opening of my dad's book. And you know, and Apple paid us for it. It was well done, obviously, by Scorsese. So when it opened up, I was just like, wow.
Yeah.
And then, you know, through the whole movie, it was wow. And, you know, and it's because Marty and his team and the other producer, Marianne Bauer, they really did their research, like reading my dad's book, like reading other books, and then working with the community, using the Osage language consultants, using Osages to work on the costuming, using Osages for set design, using Osages for the Osage ranchers, that, and asking them, you know, they've been around there since the 1920s, but their family have, and saying, you know, is this what the horses look like? Is this how they rode in the 20s? Is that kind of how it is? So they really used Osages as consultants. I was one of the consultants, just one. They used elders that are more elder than I am, and they're like late 70s, early 80s, and really had them around the set and using their expertise. And so I think that really shows up in the movie.
Was it tough to watch the entire film because your family and other families that you knew were involved in this, and didn't this make it difficult to watch?
Yes. I had a hard time reading Killers of the Flower Moon because it's so vivid. Yeah, the movie, you know, it made me cry several times through it because it was just so emotional. I know my sister, who I took as my plus one, and one of the reasons I took her as my plus one, my sister's a doctor, and she could afford, because they weren't paying for my plus one to go over there, mm-hmm. but they gave me a plus one ticket. And she's a doctor, and she just took off, and she actually, the week before, she flew to London to stay with one of her friends that she went to Dartmouth with, and then she flew and met me in France when I got there, and then she just stayed with me and went to see it. But she didn't sit with me. She sat, the guests sat further back, but somehow after the movie, she came down and found me and just couldn't stop crying.
Mm.
And, I mean, that's how emotional it was. She was just like, you know, Dad would have just loved this, on and on and on. So it was really, really emotional. And so I'm sure it's going to be really emotional for all the other Osages when they see it.
Right.